Domo Aji Publishing presents There's a Spy in the Family by Jim Rathbone. Read by Alex Rudy. Book 1, Chapter 1, The Hat. The moon seemed to cover half the sky. It was a hunter's moon. So bright, shadows could be seen, even though it was well past midnight. There were hunters in the streets, wearing red coats and carrying guns. British regulars were patrolling the streets, looking for any sign of trouble from colonial rebels. Lightning lit the sky in the east, and thunder could be heard following. A storm was coming. The approaching front brought a gust of wind, which began to kick dust and leaves into the air. Shadows moved as trees and bushes began to sway. Clouds drifted across the moon, creating a moving kaleidoscope of light and dark. It seemed to flow over the landscape of colonial New York. Two dark shapes seemed to appear as if from thin air. They moved silently in the cover of shadows created by the clouds. They moved with the rhythm of the wind and the blowing leaves. Two figures, dressed all in black, even their faces were wrapped in black cloth and stained with lamp black. They moved silently. Even had the British been alerted to their presence, they would not have been able to see them, for they were trained in Chinese stealth techniques, secrets learned from the 8 books of fate and wisdom. Within a few heartbeats, they were standing next to a whitewashed stone building, the residence of the general. They attached a set of claw-like steel hooks to their hands and feet, and then began to almost walk up the side of the white stone building. The shutters of one window in the back of the house remained unlocked, thanks to a disgruntled lady's maid who had been slapped by her mistress one time too many. Once in the house, they moved silently, using hand signals.